there's like a voice in my head. You're making me wish I was dead.
That's the Brian Jonestown Massacre. I hope you've liked that. Frankly, I had to think it was a little too much Brian Jonestown Massacre, but okay, whatever. I haven't had listened to that for ages. Hope you liked it. Now put it away and not listen to it for many more years. Yeah. Okay. You're listening to Manitoba Moon, coming to you live from CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, Campus Community Radio. No commercials, no support, except from some students and you. There you go. And a janitor or two from the university itself. Yeah, okay. So, Man or Masterman. First, some Lee Ronaldo from Dirty Windows, from the Atavistic Records. From what? How old is this thing? As you would say, whatever. Yeah.
Hey.
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 Hey!
opening. This is the longest movie I've ever been in. Nothing can alter these images. This is life like a movie, so real to the touch, injected with feelings, with no final fading. This is the same still frame that holds us like frozen lanterns in mid-embrace. This is the movie that should last forever, always on the screen. This is the phone left off the hook. We must be responsible and contain our movements to a few frames on each reel. But we can freeze the image and extinguish the sounds of everything outside your room. A drawn-out sigh becomes the pealing of bells. Your skin an endless surface, which I will explore again and again. This is a moment which we must save to prove such things are possible. This perfect kiss cannot be erased, though its image may fade and bleach. What comes next doesn't matter, only this perfect living image, shut from the world, safe in our heads. We'll live in our heads now, bright musty chambers, shut from the world, no windows open, swept under the carpet. Second sight is mine tonight. Everything that's past this threshold is now clear. Every mistake stands out in hard light. Every knot, every misshapen image, every dust mote, all the dirt. Grains of every hour drop. Several sins are mine. Several roads have been left. Several seasons in time can be seen clearly in hindsight. have been studying the skies here by default. They do not reply. Death surrounds me, whips past the steeples. Time exposures moving fast. Last night at last, a vision. Deep highways, we racing. The trees standing, hard-edged. Every leaf outlined. Every gesture frozen. Then the trees were dancing alongside us. 4 a.m. in time they danced. In dark pools, black holes in the land. In the night so deep, so opaque it would never crack. Heavy grassland, girls with thick black hair and dark eyes. Dirty windows. Pelts, human pelts for sale. Get them while they still stink. On 7th Avenue by West 4th Street, a Puerto Rican girl is screaming at a black guy. They're pushed up very close. Jade and I are walking by, night. I wasn't making out with him, she screams. Bitch, bitch, he's yelling back. Then as we're moving along, I didn't stick my tongue in his mouth. Oh yeah, you bitch. Amazing how quickly this argument escalated from one thing to the next. I wanted to turn to look, but all he did at the last moment as we rounded some construction, fearing she'd point me out to him and he'd come at me with his 6-inch gold blade next. This film tonight was full of brutal stabbings, and I don't like knives one bit, having once been on the holding end, staring at the gash. Let me take you to the last scene first and work backwards across this thing, this gripping film, as they say. This is the picture the term was made for, which took all of about 2.5 minutes, seemingly, to inject its tail into my skull. Or was it up my ass, jamming in another nail, maybe? Last shot. The white hero cop laying in the dirt outside the old farmhouse as his backups pull up, his multiple wounds filling with dust, his flannel shirt a bloody wreck. He's cradling a little black boy, his unknowing son, in his arms. The boy's mom is shot on the porch, a hole in her forehead alongside her scheming companions. Bros from L.A. are too late. He's lame, dying, holding this little boy cradled in his arm. Her brother could have saved her, but he chose to hide her out and help to kill her. The cop himself could have owned up to having fucked her and fathered this little child too, but he also helped kill her instead. After all, he had an 8-year-old of his own at home with a white woman, of course. The pro from L.A. was slipping whiskey into his morning coffee. He, too, a lost fuck-up. The rest were all hicks, hoodlums, or slow. They all died in the end. When it's finally revealed that this bumpkin cop who's going to try to be the hero had fucked the beautiful black girl and fathered her child, it was all just too clean and pretty. So why should the end of this movie have been so affecting? Why did we walk home in silence 1 full hour? All these filthy visions of the city drifting by. All these contradictions playing out before our eyes. I can't even recount them all now in any fair sequence, but thoughts seem to unfold like a true short story, which is what this movie was. And why we like short stories, not just carvers either. And why movies approximate them in one sitting. I spoke to Cody on the phone today. This is the first thing I thought, thinking about that little boy in the movie. Daddy, are you gonna see me today? That's the kind of question kids ask these days. Yeah, I'm gonna see you, son. Can we baseball, baseball, baseball? Yeah, I guess we can. I spent the day trying to sell some records, talking about myself, feeding some bland new images to the world. When a bum brushed Jade's shoulder and spazzed off some fat girls in suburban clothing standing on the corner with their boyfriends laughed like the idiots they were. Signs everywhere are advertising every last little lame thing. And in these dark streets after all those blades, every person seems treacherous, an enemy, especially on the darkest streets.
Under the fluorescence of a Citibank sign, a black man lay with his shirt off on the sooty marble, only his eyes, which followed us, giving any sign of life. In Cologne, Germany, a few nights back, on a small street, I walked alongside a polished XJ6 with its engine running, parked in the darkened lane. It was only after a moment that I realized the driver was getting hit from a local streetwalker. Gay men were walking arm in arm in relative peace under the dark, quiet night there. The tape plays music made on instruments fashioned exclusively from human remains, skulls and bones echoing in a subterranean cave. On a night like this, I fear for the lives of my loved ones and discount all dreams. Here I walk beside this beautiful young woman. She's finishing her chocolate ice cream. But another love sits home alone tonight. Are they pushing in her screen window at this very moment? Fuck the icons and media salesmen. Fuck the baseball players and the president. Fuck Marilyn Monroe, too, up there in a window. She died 30 years ago, and I don't have any designs on her corpse. How unimportant she is, really. What else? What else? Human pelts! Get them now! All words escape me, all pictures of this silent night. I've written a book in my head, oh yeah, and fuck me too, most of all, because you'll never read it. The carnival machines were all folded up, and the lights in the square were being taken down further up 7th Avenue. The streets were filled with people, beautiful ones in tight black, and ugly ones in flapping bolts of frayed and faded cloth. And they each had a movie in their heads, flashing, all playing out at once. I can't hear any of them right now. Why do they all seem to be suffering, nearly laying down in these dirt-awful streets? On 5th Avenue above 14th Street, some people behind us were yelling, and we crossed the street, avoiding the shadows under the trees. All the shop windows dead, waiting to scream into the traffic again come daylight. Jade, your barefoot goes up and down beside me now, and I'm exceptionally comforted knowing it's you here. Yet I wonder if I'll ever be free to enjoy this moment with your lovely tapping foot, free of all the ghosts and real people crowding around me. My mother called, and I happened to pick up the phone at Duane Street. Well, well, do you recognize my voice? I guess you just haven't had time for thinking of us, have you? It's been 3 weeks. I guess we just don't rate anymore. I'd been away, true, but now home 3 days, I could only stammer and wonder where all the time goes. Been busy. I've got projects, do you hear? Left, right, and center, above and all around me now, not least of which is baseball with Cody. And every second of these days now is being consumed with endless activity. Some people should be so lucky. Swing, leg, swing. Draw me into a world of the flesh. Draw me closer to every spinning image. Lead me on into rosy sunlight, grass, green, love, life. Drumming, scratching at all these dirty windows. Knocking hard on all the panes. One ending following another. Crescendo upon crescendo. Wave. Never letting up. Never letting up. Pounding the message home.
Part one there. We're not going to do the other parts, obviously. It's not enough time for tonight, and spent too much time on the other stuff here. 6 hour show. Lee Ronaldo there with Dirty Windows from 1998. Dear Motes. He did this while he was in Sonic Youth. Still. They're still a thing, doing things. This is a side project of his. We had How Much Needs Crushing and the opening there. And then part one, which was Skies, Last Night, Second Sight, and Dirty Windows. About close to 13 minutes in length there. Steve Shelley on the drums and Thurston Moore on the guitar. Helping there, Lee Ronaldo with also with text, spoken word there and stuff as well. Recorded at Mott Street, New York City from 1991 to 95 in chunks. I believe Ronaldo did some work with guitar synths and tape stuff. Tape, urine samples in the back there. Some tape work by Lee Ronaldo. Came out on several labels over the years. Baruni released it in the Netherlands there. And we got a copy here in CKW by the Atavistic label. Deep in the CKW music library. Moving on now to Man or Astro Man. They were from from the south somewhere. Alabama. They're from Auburn, Alabama in the early 90s. Sort of a surf rock thing going on. Mostly Eric's instrumental. A little bit of inflections of punk and new wave in there as well. Got her name from there was a Japanese film, The Human Vapor, and there was a American poster of it. There was a tagline called, "Is he man or Astro Man?" And I sort of liked it that much. They named themselves after it. Quite a few albums over the years. Yeah. Mostly in the early 90s. They've pretty much been right up into where are we here? Yeah, there's a spectrum of infinite scale. Spectrum of infinite scale. Their tour, Touch and Go Records 2000, and then they had a Finite Scale, which was a tour only CD the following year. And then they went on hiatus. That was it. 2001. And then many years later, 2013, they came out with DEF CON 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. And a couple of live albums here and there. So we're going to jump into the middle of things here with Experiment Zero from 1996, Touch and Go Records. Couple things here on CKW.
Speaker phasing test. This is the left channel. This is the left channel.
In case of a nuclear attack, the protection of records is essential if this country is to carry on its economy and maintain our way of life.
we'd like to see.
I made one mistake, but I could probably fix it.
Yeah, and I fucked up in the middle, but I could probably fix it, dude.
Let's hear it one time.
Okay.
A situation where every single atom, every molecule here, is duplicated here, except that it's in reverse.
Man or Astroman there with what did we play there? We had a reversal of polarity track 6 and then set 11 with help. No, not help. Yeah. Within the mainframe, impaired vision from inoperable cataracts can become a new impending nepotism. And impaired vision is definitely. He sort of hit the nail on the head for me there, because I got trying to, where'd the help come from? I don't know, but yeah. Was it the line above it or no? Myopia? Nope. I guess I just stuck it there in my brain. Okay. Anyways, yeah. Before that, we had reversal. Okay, so those are two tracks off of that album. Eviac, or EEVIAC, sort of a play on the words of the ENIAC computer. from 1945. Electronic general purpose digital computer with a lot of vacuum tubes. Officially, the album's called EVIAC, Operational Index and Reference Guide, including other modern computational devices. Not easy to type out. On Touch and Go Records and in the Europe, as released on Epitaph from 1999. There you go. Man or Astroman, they've had the Astroman Genome Project, which basically, back in 1998, they had sent a group of clones out on the road to tour in their place. So there are essentially several bands. I don't say a tribute band, I don't know, but official clone. So these clones had names similar to the original counterparts in the actual Man or Astroman band. For example, Coco became Cocoid, and Dexter X became Dexter Y, and Star Crunch became Chromo Crunch. So they get, so really dorky stuff. That's sort of cute. Yeah. So the new lineup toured under the name Man or Astroman Clone Tour Alpha, maintained their identities while on stage. And then later on, after that, they cloned themselves a second time in the following year, using females this time, adopting names Coco Active, et cetera, et cetera. Toured nationally, so they had like several bands. Several is a bit much, but they had a few bands touring at the same time, just going around. It's pretty interesting, given the days of AI now and holograms and stuff. This cloning thing was sort of official. It's sort of an interesting little project, yeah. Especially if you're an instrumental band, you just You can see the Man or Astroman or the clone band, which is, pretty. Okay, so a Spectrum of Infinite Scale, a full length, of course, released in the 2000, and you can have it as a CD at the time, or a double 10-inch on clear yellow and red vinyl, or in black, or whatever the cover they want to stick on there. Whoop-de-doo. Here's your opening cut. I'm out to the moon, continuing until dawn here at almost 4 in the morning.
for it.
Winnipeg's home of Lamboo.
Bulbous. See, Bulbous also taper.
Okay.
Also a tin teardrop.
You.
Squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous.
CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Sometimes you don't get it.
I got it.
Did you get it? Fast and Bulbous, right?
Yeah.
Taper. Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't get it.
Project Strict Art Talks. No.